I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jay Day.
Of Jay Day and the Day, home team of real estate teams with our weekly real estate podcast in the Mid-Atlantic area. Good to see you, Jay.
I know. Good to see you. A little shocking, you know, for our listeners. We apologize. We had a little bit of a week break. But, you know, sometimes there needs to be a little vacation that happens.
We did not coordinate getting the podcast out, but we are here.
We are here now. We're ready to roll. And, you know, as we've talked about, we need to have a little bit of a break because all of our good stuff coming up with the fair, with the Patty Pilatus fundraiser, Family Phenomenon, you know, Country on the Creek. We've got a bunch of stuff coming up in the streets.
Yes.
So we needed a breather.
'Tis the season. Back to school right around the corner.
Oh, absolutely.
Back to school is something I wanted to talk about with you today about real estate, because a lot of people make the decision on their kids and their school year, and she's in high school. We don't want to take them out of school. Sometimes even a family will split up for a while when it comes to selling their home because of a school schedule.
That is very common where, you know, a husband, wife, maybe the wife's job allows her to be relocated to a different state and the husband stays back, or the husband's job relocates and the wife stays back just to be able to keep the kid in school to finish that last year. But I'll tell you, and, you know, historically this time of year, the real estate market is a little slower. But Tom, it is not slowed down this summer. It is not slowed down at all. It's a really good thing, and I think it's people are feeling the confidence of the economy. You know, you're seeing that jobs are improving, pay is staying steady, and the interest rates are still extremely low.
What's the bigger factor as far as the school district goes? Do people say, Jay, look, I want to move there. What are the schools like there? Are there private schools? Are the public schools good for our kids?
Schools can make or break situations. We've seen people, and again, from a real estate perspective, we cannot tell people what is a good school or bad school. So they normally look at great schools online and get the school ratings. Or in the Frederick area, a lot of people know what schools they want their kids to be in. But we warn people, too, though, there's always redistricting. You know, they're constantly moving boundaries. As, you know, for example, I live in Newmarket. What's happening between Spring Ridge and Newmarket with all of this construction, it's bound to impact and cause redistricting of the schools. So we tell people, keep that in mind. And, you know, the advantage is, you know, you can do the research yourself. And if you want to be in that school district, you can lock yourself into that. But again, it can change. You know, we lived in Carroll County, and we thought we were lucky. They redistricted the schools, and we're like, okay, we won't be impacted because they were closing schools down in Carroll County last year, and none of the schools that were closing were ones that our kids went to. And then all of a sudden, they literally redid the map in my neighborhood. It was only like 1.5 streets that changed, and our little one would have been changing from a school that, you know, two of the kids had already went through, and they were going to be sending her to another one. And we made a decision that we wanted to change schools because the districting impacted the ratings. And, you know, we decided we wanted to make a move.
Well, let me ask you a question, something you said just a minute ago, Jay. You said you're not allowed to speak of the school districts when somebody's buying a home. Isn't that part of the rap? You're going to love it. Beautiful woods, great schools. You're going to love this place.
Yeah, we can't say stuff like that.
You really can't say stuff like that?
No. And, you know, it's funny because we work with a lot of builders, too, and some of the builders will want to advertise a school. Some of them won't. Maryland is very particular and very weird about how it works. Like when you look at listings, we tell everybody to verify the school. You need to call the school or go to the website. You type in the address, and that will be your verification of what school you go to. Now, in Pennsylvania, you search by school district. So the schools are out there. It's open. It's obvious. And Pennsylvania, people are like, I want to be in the school district. And guess what? We can help them because that is what you search by.
That is so amazing. You mentioned that you cannot mention this. Are you saying that if a Maryland realtor brings up you want to move here because of the schools, that is an unethical move?
It's not. That could be considered steering people into neighborhoods and steering other people out of neighborhoods.
Going outside the value of the property, what you're talking about.
Yeah, because think about it. If you want, you know, you could boost values in one neighborhood by steering all the people that have more money to one, and those that don't have as much money, you could steer them to another because the schools aren't as good. So it's definitely not looked upon as a positive thing, and you can get yourself in trouble. I mean, it's the same thing as we talk about registered sex offenders, crime, all of that stuff. We, you know, someone could be murdered in a house in Maryland and we can't talk about it.
That was great. That was when we talked about the hauntings back during last Halloween. We're going to retouch on that again.
Yeah, yeah.
That you're not allowed to talk about. This place is haunted. Somebody has seen spirits here. Somebody was murdered in this house.
Yeah, and, you know, it's the same thing. And people say, yeah, well, we have a lot of people that relocate into the area. It's a sort of a good segue into something that we do offer that a lot of people don't know. That we do push, though, we have a love it or leave it program where if people use us to buy their home and they're not happy in the first year, we will actually sell that home for, we can't sell it for zero because then our errors and omissions insurance doesn't cover us. But, you know, the commission is cut pretty much in half. As long as they, you know, are not happy in the first year, like say they didn't like the schools, we'll relist the home, sell it, and then they use us to buy. And that sort of gives them an idea of, so they don't feel like they need to rent or they really want to test the waters. And like I said, it's worked out really well for military relocations and things like that. It's our Love It and Leave It program. And yeah, that's something that's uncommon. I haven't seen any other agents offering that. And we've had it. We've been offered now, I think, for close to 5 years.
Has anybody ever come to you and said, look, we're not happy with the school district. We're not happy with this house because of that?
No, we've actually offered the program and no one has. People have utilized it, but they've never utilized it and changed their mind. You know, they've signed up for the program, but they've never come back and said, I'm unhappy. But we realized we needed to offer this because in Maryland, we're a huge relocation area for military. Huge. And people were coming, you know, calling and saying, you know, I think I might rent for 6 months. I think I might rent for a year. And then I need to get comfortable. I don't know what this area is going to be like. So we were like, what can we do to try and give people the confidence? And with the market values not declining and them staying steady and slowly increasing, we're like, this could be a good opportunity because, you know, they can talk to their accountant to see is there an advantage of owning a home versus renting. If they were going to sell, it would cost them a whole lot less money to sell the home and to buy another one. And it allows them, if they do love it, they can start making it home without having to have that temporary place in between and having their kids and their family start their new life and their new beginnings and what could be their final home.
When you say you want to accommodate them, does that mean do you provide rentals? Do you provide advice on rentals?
We typically steer away from rentals, to be honest with you. It's not something we have the expertise in. We do recommend people go over to specific companies that we've passed on to them over the years if they decide not to take the buying route. So rentals are not something we really dabble much in, to be honest with you.
Even the rent-to-own term, which I've heard before in the past?
No. You know, candidly, those rent-to-own, I have to be careful what I say, but they're not conducive. If you really talk to people, find out how many people have actually done a rent-to-own and ended up owning.
Okay, I understand.
I'll just leave it at that one.
And you're saying nobody's ever called and said, we have too much paranormal activity in this house. We got to move. We're scared to death. That hadn't happened at all?
No. We've had people that have unfortunately bought and then got divorced.
I understand.
And said, you know, all right, we need to sell.
Oh, that can be as bad as a haunting.
Yeah, it can. But, you know, life happens and, you know, like I said, to me, the biggest thing is, you know, trying to find something you can settle in and not have to go through that second move, that third move. And like I said, you know, the Love It or Leave It program gives an option for people and you can test the waters or, you know, your other option is you can rent if you really want to. The challenge is rental prices are not cheap.
No.
With mortgage rates
no.
as low as they are,
yes.
You can actually buy cheaper than you can rent.
So the general theme over the past year has been low inventory. If you're ready to sell, your house could be sold before it even goes on the market.
Yes, low inventory, low interest rates. If you're thinking about making the move, now is the time to do it. Just give us a call. We'll be happy to give you an idea of what we could get for your home. Like I said, we'll make it smooth and painless.
J-Day and the Day Home Team sponsoring all of our events. We got the Patty Pilatus Family Fundraiser coming up. Great Frederick Fair. Will we have some T-shirts with J-Day and the Day Home Team on T-shirts again this year?
Yes, we will at the Great Frederick Fair. Absolutely.
At the Great Frederick Fair, all the events coming up. And thank you so much for listening to our real estate podcast. You can email me, tom@wfre.com. Any questions you have for Jay? Home of the week?
Home of the week, yes. WFRE listener over in Mount Airy. 4827 Roop Road in Mount Airy, listed at $500,000. It's a 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath home. It's beautiful. You know, it's on an acre. Yeah, check it out. Go to WFRE.com. Look at the house of the week, 4827 Roop Road in Mount Airy.
I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jay Day.
Of Jay Day and the Day Home Team, as endorsed by Barbara Corcoran on Shark Tank, by Rascal Flatts, and me for 6 years.
Yes, absolutely.